Okay, so this afternoon I am with the wonderful Saul Villarado, if I said that correctly. You can correct me if not.
Villardo.
Villardo? Okay, I guess growing up in Miami, I've got that Spanish roll the R thing going.
I grew up with a Spanish background myself, so I often roll R's wherever I can.
All right, Saul. And so today in your mini biz makeover, we're just going to kind of cover some generic areas where I think that you can really hone in on reaching the people that you want to serve and serving them even better.
Okay.
And based on the survey that you provided me with and on the information that I was able to get from looking at your site, the one thing that strikes me as very ironic is that you have a lot of information that is incredible in terms of helping people figure out how to find the people that they want to serve or how to connect with their audience, yet you seem not to be doing that yourself.
Correct.
So my question that I want to ask you is, on your homepage, you talk about how you want to help businesses integrate marketing, public relations, copywriting, and, you know, like this whole multitude of things as a service firm.
Mm-hmm.
But of all of those areas, do you have one particular craft or one particular area that really stands out to you?
It's kind of a bridge between all three, and basically what that is storytelling. And it kind of goes with all of them. I love to tell the stories of other businesses. I love to get the word out about them, about what they're doing, and basically just generating a lot of excitement about what other people are doing.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you said that, Saul, because that was just confirmation for me that I hit the nail on the head, because my note here says, I think you need to focus on framing your message around the fact that you help tell businesses' stories in a compelling way so that their marketing, PR, and social media strategies are even more effective.
Gotcha.
So here's what's really interesting about your site. When I get to your site, I don't feel that it's about that at all. In fact, I'm not really sure what your site's about when I first get to it. Like, your content, kind of, it blends personal experiences, you know, with kind of like just your thoughts. And I see that you talk a lot about being a freelancer, a lot about creative type things, and that you really enjoy writing. I also see that you have a real heart for social responsibility and having an impact on people with needs.
Mm-hmm.
And so these things are kind of all sporadically placed around your site, but I don't see any one place that defines exactly what it is that you do in exactly that manner. Because I think that there's a really strong bridge, and you nailed it when you said that it's really about storytelling, which is not easy for everyone to do, right? And so creating a story for people that they can use to build on is going to make anything that they do in terms of marketing or public relations and copywriting even more effective, because a story is something that other people can hold on to, right?
Right.
And
right.
So being able to peel back the layers for people and for being or business owners and being able to help them figure out what it is about their business that helps them connect with other people is really going to make them more effective. And I think that that's one area that you can really highlight in your business, is that you're about creating that story. So when I come to the Prolific Web, Prolific Studios website, the first thing that I feel like I should see when I get there is something that conveys the message that you're going to help me figure out what my story is and how to make it matter to other people.
Okay.
Right? Because let's say that that's your preliminary service, right? Developing that story and helping them work with that. You can, hypothetically speaking, charge a flat fee for creating their story. All of the other services that come with that can then be upsells to that, right? So first you say, we're going to help you develop your story. And once you do that, you can, let's say, be paid a flat rate to do that. And then you can say, okay, now that you have your story, would you like help marketing your story? Would you like help marketing your story through social media? Would you like help marketing your story through public relations? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So you can then funnel them into the other activities that are the other services that you offer. Right now, when I look at your site, I see all of the services, but I can't figure out exactly how they would work for me.
What the benefit is, right?
Exactly. Okay. So it's kind of like in the world of this very competitive space where you see a dozen and one copywriters, a dozen and one marketing people, a dozen and one PR people, knowing exactly how you are going to be able to help them with that is what you really need to set yourself apart. And I think that for you, being that you're passionate about writing and being that you really like storytelling, that's the one thing that can make your services so unique, is that you are building that personal story.
Right, right. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Cool. Okay. So, let's see. I'm looking at the next thing on my note here. Your site, to me, feels much more like a personal site than it does a business site.
Okay.
And the reason that this is because when I get to your site, I'm not exactly sure what you're offering. I see a lot of really good content that shares a lot about your thoughts, but I don't really see anywhere where you list your services outright. I see the areas are, you know, some of the things that you touch on, like, you know, I see words like copywriting, marketing, public relations, brand message, but I have no idea how you do any of those things or how those things would help me. So I think that one of the things you need to consider is organizing your navigation a little bit better so that when you come to your site, it actually has something that says, like, services. And then maybe the first thing under your services, creating your story. And then the second thing is getting your story out. And then under the getting your story out section, you have three ways that you do that: through social media, through public relations, and through traditional marketing, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so that way there's kind of like an organized flow in figuring out how exactly it is that someone can hire you to do work with you.
Right.
The other thing that I highly recommend you do is that instead of actually having people click on, let's say they're like, okay, you know what, I want Saul to help me create my story, and they click on the link and they see what you will do, you know, you will ask you a series of questions to figure out what your core message is, will help you create the proper words to convey your core message so it resonates with the people who are going to care most about your products and your brands, so on and so forth, right? At the bottom of that, then you can list pricing for that, and I would encourage you to go ahead and decide on a price that you feel truly represents the value of the work that you're doing. And I have a blog post where I kind of gave a quick and easy guide for pricing, and I'll be sure to send that to you after this call so you can look at it.
Okay.
But one of the things you're going to want to do is create an actual buy button using your PayPal account where people can buy the service and register to have that done right there online. Because people rarely take the initiative to send you an email to ask you for help with their services, especially if they're someone who's not even really sure if they want it, or, I mean, not that they're not sure that they want it. If they're not really even sure how it works or what they need to do, they might feel intimidated by it. If you set everything out for them and you put a buy button there, they know exactly what they need to do if they want help in that area. They buy it.
Right, right. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So definitely I would consider reorganizing your navigation bar so that it speaks more clearly to exactly what you do.
Okay.
The other thing is that since it's you and your wife that are primarily behind this business, I really think it would benefit you to tell a little bit about your story and show more of who you guys are. Because even though if you do some due diligence, we can find out who Saul is, there's really not a good, clear picture of you anywhere on the site. You haven't put your bio up yet, and you know, unless you kind of click on some of the other things, like your Twitter account or your LinkedIn, you're not really sure like what your background or where you're from. And these things are extremely important, especially for a freelancer and for a small business, because as you well know, we are moving more and more towards a business economy where people want to work with other people. People
right.
want to know who's behind a business. And you know,
Personalize it.
Right. And you talk a lot about trust in your blog. And one of the things that I feel like is missing is the ability to trust who you are, because I have no idea who you are when I look at you. Even if I go to your Facebook page, I don't get a picture of you. So these are areas where I think that if you really want to kind of sync up what you say with what you do, then that's something that you're going to want to do. And, like, I noticed that there are some pictures of your family in blog posts. That would be a beautiful photo to put on your About page. And it would be a beautiful thing to tell your story about how you were in the military and what you're pursuing now with your MBA and how you have built this freelance business with your wife so that you can be there for your children. I mean, that's incredibly compelling and inspirational, and it allows people to see that you're also a real person, which I think is very important for what you want to do, because if you are going to, like you said, create stories for other people, you need to share your own. That's one area that I would definitely highlight, and I would make that a very strong focal point of what you're doing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Now, the only other place where I see that you could really use some more focus is on the who you serve part. And this is so funny because in call after call in this mini biz makeover segment, this keeps coming up. It's like, I think it might be the plague of all solopreneurs. I don't know. I mean, I just recently kind of broke through this myself, so I totally get it. But knowing who you serve, you know, far beyond demographics is really important. And I think that I see little hints of who's a good model of who you want to serve, but I don't really think that it's being clearly articulated or that you're speaking in a way that necessarily tells those people that that's who you want to help.
Okay.
So I think maybe you're going to want to sit down and kind of think about how you can frame your content in a way that's more specific to them. And just from an outsider's perspective, I want to give you a couple of things that I noticed that might trigger some stuff for you.
Okay.
And so the first thing is that you talk a lot about creatives and about what it is to be a creative and kind of, you know, the work of a creative person.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if that's an indication that, like, you have a heart for that type of work, if you have a heart for people who are freelancers as well, if it's in design or artistry, you know, whatever it might be, but, you know, writing, you do talk about those things quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I noticed that you talk about quite a bit is social media, and I listened to that podcast that you did, and, you know, you talked a lot about the importance of really engaging and connecting with people and helping people share their message through social media. And so there's a lot of that in there, you know, peppered in there with the things that you talk about. And I also see that, you know, you really have a heart for social responsibility. And I really like that post about your circle of responsibility and how that is important to you. I think that that's actually a cornerstone post for you, if you could call it that. Just because I have a feeling that that's probably like a cornerstone of who you are.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, am I close? Am I wrong?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And so I really think that that's important because I believe that people that have that same kind of mindset about business and life are going to want someone like you to help them.
Okay.
So one of the things that I came up with, and I don't know how feasible this is, because one of the things that you need to look at in determining exactly who it is that you serve is that you're serving people who first want what you're offering, and secondly, that they're willing to pay for it. Because a lot of times they can want it and they're not willing to pay for it. So, for example, a lot of what I see on your site makes me feel like you should work with organizations that do a lot of philanthropy, but in that instance, there tends to be less money. So it can be harder to be really profitable if you're serving businesses that are technically nonprofits, you know?
Usually
those types of organizations, they don't have the money to invest in marketing and copywriting and things like that. So you would probably have to find a way to serve those companies that's not going to, you know, take time out of your profit-building activities.
Right.
So one way that I thought about maybe bridging the gap, and this could be a reach, but it's workable. You throw it out there, you never know what could happen.
Right.
And that is, maybe you should look at how to help other businesses grow, right, by helping them fund a cause that they care about, right? So, for example, you can be the bridge for businesses towards making an impact in their or making an impact towards their social responsibility. Am I making sense?
I think so. I'm kind of getting a glint of it. I'm trying to figure out.
Okay, so let me make an example because I think it'll probably make it clearer. Let's say, and I can actually use your business as an example. So you have this really cool thing at the top of your site that's labeled as causes, and it's or Africa Restoration Project or whatever. I can't remember exactly the name of it. The Save Africa Project, right? And so this is part of something that's important to you, and it's part of what you feel like is one of your social responsibilities, right?
Right.
So one of the ways that you could fund and you could fund your social responsibility is by the work that you do with other business, taking some of the profits from that and investing that in this particular cause, right?
Right.
Okay, so now let's take that same system and let's implement it for other businesses. So let's say that you're going to provide services for a veterinary clinic, okay? And they want to, find more customers and, grow their veterinary practice, and they specialize. Let's say they actually specialize in dogs specifically, several breeds of dogs or whatever. So one way that you could help them craft their message is around the things that dog lovers are often most compelled by, and that's for animals that are homeless or animals that, get sent to the shelter or that get euthanized. If you're an animal lover, those kinds of stories break your heart, right? So let's say that the veterinary clinic either starts their own fund or finds one that's local, which is a lot more likely, that they can support, that helps keep dogs and cats or whatever from being euthanized or helps them find homes or helps them get proper veterinary care. One of the things that you can do is help them build their message around this cause so that they can connect better with their target audience. That will allow them to market their services more effectively. So they're doing two things by this. You're creating a heart-centered message that, one, helps them attract more of their ideal customer, animal owners and lovers, and two, helps them give back to their community, because by attracting their customers, they take a portion of the proceeds from whatever their paying customers pay, and they support the causes that matter most to them, which are keeping animals off the streets and making sure they find good homes.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
You see how that works there? And so that might be one unique way to take what it is that you do, which is create a story and support that cornerstone belief that you have, which is that you should be using your abilities to serve people, for the greater good. And so even you can be both profitable and philanthropic in your business. And it doesn't have to be like a huge portion of the proceeds, right? I mean, it doesn't have to be 20%. I would think that the good standard to go with would be 10, but it might be less, because some people I see, like, for example, I shop at Whole Foods, and they give like 1% or something. What's that?
I said Whole Foods is great.
They are. I like to call them Whole Paycheck because they're so expensive, but the food is really good. I'm spoiled. When I go to Whole Foods and I buy my groceries, they ask me, where do you want to submit your bag donations, or would you like them back? And they give 10 cents per bag that I bring in. And I always go and turn around and donate them local. And it makes me feel good about shopping there, because even though I'm only giving 20 cents, I'm still giving it. You know what I mean?
20 cents, right.
Exactly. And so I know Whole Foods is doing their part to provide to that positive social responsibility. And I know that that goes to part of the story of Whole Foods. And so it not only speaks about Whole Foods, but in some way, I'm also saying that speaks about me. And I think for you, that makes your business a very different copywriting, marketing, PR business. That's not just any run-of-the-mill, off-the-street PR service. It's one that specifically speaks to specific type of business.
Right.
What do you think of all that?
I agree 100%. And, yeah, I don't think I could have connected the dots myself, but it makes perfect sense.
Do you see how you might be able to implement it?
I do.
Okay.
It'll take a little bit of planning out, but I think, yeah, definitely.
Awesome. So, yeah, I think definitely the first step for you is going to be to clearly figure out how you're articulating your own message, which is that you're about storytelling. And I think that needs to be the very first thing that comes across when someone encounters Prolific Studios.
Okay.
Then I want to also see a clearly identified place that says services, where you list out the services that you're going to be providing. And then each one of those services needs to have like a buy now link or some way for them to say, yes, I want this immediately. It doesn't necessarily have to be a buy now link. I would recommend that in terms of profitability, you do it that way. But
right.
If you even want to say register now so that they can sign up to purchase, then that would be the first step. But making it something that's an automatic thing for them to actually input their information and sign and raise their hand and say, yes, I want this, is something that definitely needs to be there. Having that passive email me if you're interested is definitely going to prevent you from getting as many clients as you could.
Gotcha.
So that will be the second thing. Again, I'm going to forward you that pricing guide that I created on the blog so you can see that and use that as a guide. And then the last thing is just to kind of bring some clarity in general, or some transparency in general to who you are and what Prolific Studios is about. Like even in the little, in your Twitter bio for Prolific Studios, I think you should be saying all tweets are by @SalVerado2, you know, your other Twitter account,
right.
So that they know that there's a human person behind that Twitter account too. It's just
okay.
One where you're using for Prolific Studios.
Okay.
And then, you know, put that picture of your family and talk about your story and put that stuff on there. And I think that if you do that, that you're really going to have a much easier time figuring out who it is that you're going to serve best and how you can do that. And they're going to know that right away too. And just really quickly, let me see something here. On the right-hand side of your site where you have your recent posts, comments, tags, and your follow me, I think that if you could scooch all that down and put in an opt-in box and create a special report of sorts that can help you collect email addresses of people that might be interested in your service, that will serve you really well.
Okay.
And you might consider creating, you know, it doesn't have to be epic and massive. It doesn't have to be a manifesto. But you could even say, you know, 7 tips for telling your story in a way that connects with your consumer or something of that nature.
Right.
That's going to, again, signal to someone who comes here, okay, this guy's going to help me figure out how to talk to people. And, you know, one thing that could be really great in terms of content for you is, and this is something that would probably be really fun even, is look around you and look at all the bad examples that there are. Take a lot of the major brands that you see, or even the small ones. Like maybe you see, for example, in I live here in Florida, we get commercials all the time on our local news channel that are terrible. You know, they're like
right.
People yelling and, you know, like attorneys with really mean faces going, we care about you. And I'm like, yeah, right. You want our money, you know?
Right.
And those are great examples where you can say, you know, I was watching TV the other day and I saw this commercial. And then you could turn around and say, how much better would it be if attorney, you know, Dan Newland or whatever, in, you know, told the story about how he XYZ. Because
right.
This is the thing that cares about him, and this is how people would know he truly cares about them, and he would do better if he did this. So even using real-life examples of how you would tell someone else's story.
Right, and you'd do like a critique on it or something
exactly,
like that?
Exactly, like a little case study, exactly.
Gotcha.
Would be a perfect way to show off, look, this is how I can help you communicate in a way that people are going to really care about you. And, you know, one of the amazing things about what you have a passion for in terms of storytelling is like that's the stuff that news outlets and magazines want. Like they want the story. They want
mm-hmm.
the human interest side. They want that side that makes people really give a hoot about whatever it is that they're doing. And if you have the knack for doing that for people, that's really a priceless skill, because a lot of people don't know how to do that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Okay, yeah.
Cool. All right, so I hope that this stuff was useful for you.